Hello and welcome to MultimediaCritics.com. This is Cody coming at you with a review for Need for Speed Most Wanted 2012 edition. this was one of my most anticipated games of the year. Like, I have been anticipating this game for quite some time now. They kept on popping up rumors of all of these games coming out, and didn't see anything for a while, and then finally, like, okay, so you got us. Need for Speed Wanted is actually coming out. So I was excited, but at the same time, very scared, very panicking, very panicky about how it was going to turn out. Heard Criterion Games was coming out, doing it, which are the people who did the Burnout games or Burnout Paradise. I think they did the other Burnout games, I'm not for sure. So I was kind of worried. I was like, are they going to make it too much like a Criterion game? Is it going to be too much of a Burnout game rather than a Need for Speed game? And to be honest, I kind of felt that way. I'm sorry to tell you that, but I really felt that way. I mean, you know, the other people are like, yeah, it's a Criterion game. I'm like, yeah, but it's Need for Speed. Need for Speed Most Wanted, more importantly. And there's so much they changed. It's overwhelming how much they changed. I mean, I told Canada the other day, I was like, okay, so, you know, the only thing that is similar to the game, to the original, is you have a list of people you got to race against. And there's some way, you know, some points or something you have to get to race against them. And then there's cops that you go up against. That is it. And he said, well, isn't that the game? I was like, no. I said, what I'm meaning by that is that's all there is that's connected. Because in the original, you had a money system. You had cars where you could customize them, you could personalize them, you could, you had to beat a certain amount of races, you had to get a certain amount of bounty points, and you also had milestones that you had to complete to be able to move on to the next person on the blacklist. There's 15 people on the blacklist on this one, there's 10 on the most wanted list. Now, granted, this game is actually connected to the internet, and so if you have any friends that are playing this game, which is something that's kind of cool, if you have the game on multiple platforms like PC and PS3, PS Vita, Xbox 360, if you have any other friends that are playing the game on the other systems, it keeps it all connected with the online service that they have, and I think that's kind of cool, you know, so depending on how many friends you have will actually determine how big your most wanted list actually is. So within the game, the story, the single player, you are competing against, you know, mainly you're competing against the actual most wanted in the single player, but at the same time you're competing against your friends to see who's got more skills, you know, who can get the most points, and so I kind of like that, but they kind of took everything else and threw it out. Like, you don't have any personalization of the car. Like, you drive through the gas station or the repair shop, and it repairs your car, and it changes the paint color, and it's like, that's as far as it gets, you know? And every time you drive through there, it changes the color. You have no choice of what color it is, you know? You don't get to change out parts on the car, like, you know, oh, I like this fender, I like this door, I like this hood, I like this roof scoop, you know, this spoiler, this side skirts, you know, if you've played the first one, you know what I'm talking about. You don't get any of that. You have, like, three different types of chassis, three different types of, two different types of NOS. You have the burst, and then the flare one where it just kind of, you know, it's controlled. Then you have three different body types, three different tire types. And let's see. I think there may be one other thing that I'm missing. So you don't have much to choose from. And they're not even considered, they're not even called parts, they're just called mods. To modify your car to make it better. It's very weird because I'm used to being able to change the motor type, change the tire type, change the, you know, change the size of the tire, change the brand of the tire that I'm using. You know, I'm used to being able to do all that. And that is a, for me personally, it's a letdown because this entire time since Carbon, we haven't really had a Most Wanted where you could really do a whole lot of that. And so, especially the run, you had really none of that at all. But I felt very disappointed with that because for me, that defines Need for Speed, aside from the fact that you have street racing, which obviously this does. And that's the reason why I didn't like, Pro Street and Unleashed 2 and you know, all those games, the professional racing. I didn't like that. Not one bit at all because I'm just such a huge Need for Speed fan. I just couldn't get past the thought of, they've gone professional? It's like, that didn't make any sense to me at all. I mean, obviously there's an audience for that, but I was like, I mean, I understood why they did it marketing-wise. Some of them were not good, some of them were, but it just was horrible to me. I personally do not like playing in a secluded area where you're just stuck on this track that's already pre-made. I like to be able to be out in the open world and be able to have to deal with, you know, it's not even just the cops, you know, that's a bonus, but, you know, because I love Need for Speed Underground 2, it's one of my favorite racing games of all time, aside from the original Most Wanted, and that didn't have cops in it, you just drove around, and that one was cool, because you could just pull up beside another racer, and race them, that was cool, a real lot of personalization in that game, even more than Most Wanted, I think. But so I hated that. I thought, okay, this is great. You know, we have a newer speed game. It's going to have personalization. Then it doesn't. It just, I don't know. It didn't go over well with me. There's no currency system, really. I mean, you have the speed points and, like, you can unlock the next Most Wanted member to race against early. You have to spend a ridiculous amount of speed points to do that. So to me, it's just worth it just to go ahead and just build up the speed points and just earn enough speed points to be able to race against them naturally. But that was something that was kind of a letdown in the game. I like the fact that you don't have a currency system. It was nice at times, but it sucked at other times because, you know, the parts that you got, the only way you get them, I think you actually may have been able to spend points on them to get them, but for the most part, you had to go through races to get them, and it just, I don't know, some of the races were just so ridiculous that, you know, it's like, this is just ridiculously hard, like, because the simple fact being that you can crash very easily in this game. I mean, you don't have to be doing much of anything to crash in this game. It made it very challenging to get any of the parts. Now, granted, just putting it out there, I haven't played but maybe, I think, about 8 hours of the game. And I'm doing this review because I think I have seen enough that I'm like, okay, I know exactly what it is that I'm dealing with. I know exactly how I feel about the game. I've seen enough to be able to accumulate a legitimate review for it. But I've played some of the online, and I really enjoy the online. You have, like, co-op stuff where you're, like, playing with a team, you know, whichever team gets to the most amount of checkpoints, you know, they have, like, a team race where, okay, you start it off, and you get, you know, say for instance, like I was playing around the other day, and one of the cool things about the races period is like whenever it starts off, you're not just sitting there waiting for a light. It just starts. And you're already going like 50, 60 miles per hour already when you start off. So I think they brought that from, I think they did that in the run, and I think they did that in Hot Pursuit also, I believe. And I really like that. I don't like having to sit there and wait and then, okay, you know, it all depends on how fast your car can go from 0 to 60. I like to be able to start off already going. So that was nice. And one of the cool things on the online is that they actually make it worthwhile to get to, like, you actually race people to get to the waypoint first. And whoever gets there first gets a certain amount of points, and it goes down the chain, and it gets to like a certain point where you don't get any points at all. So it's kind of cool that they do that. But so then you start racing, and you'll have one challenge finishing, and it'll be like, it'll start counting down till the next event starts, and you're already driving. And I sat there and was going, I saw the map, and everybody else was just sitting there doing donuts. And I just booked it. I just started going in the direction the map was pointing me to. And our team ended up winning because I went through every single checkpoint before anybody else. And so it was like me, and then there was a person on the red team, you know, in second place. And so, and depending on what position you are in, it will determine how many points it gives your team for the overall score. And whichever team has the highest overall score wins. And so that was kind of cool. I really liked that a lot. That was really fun. That was really addictive. They had like a drifting challenge where we went to this tower, and this was actually before that race, with the team race. But they had this challenge, see who could get the most amount of, the biggest amount of drift in. And so even if you lost your drift and you start over again, it would still continue the points build up. That was really cool. I really like that. You're just drifting around this tower. And most people would be like, yeah, that sounds boring. But what's interesting about it is if somebody takes you out, you're taken out. Whatever points you left off with before you get taken out, that's the points you have. So unless you're like in first place to start with, you don't want to get taken out. But what's cool is even if you're taken out, you can still take out other people. So if you do hurry up and real quickly build your way up to the top, and you're like, okay, I know that even if I was to get, you know, taken out right now, I would still be in the lead for a little bit of time. You could just hurry up, look at the list. Okay, this person's in second place. Let me take him out, take this guy out, take this guy out, and just start taking people out. And then you'll guarantee that you win in first place. And if you just want to take somebody out, you know, just for the heck of it, or if they took you out earlier, they're the one that took you out in the first place, and you know they're behind you, you want to take them out, just go ahead and take them out. So it's kind of cool because no matter if you're, you know, in it or out of it, you can still compete. Then they have one where you actually split up in teams and you drive off this ramp up onto this platform, and whichever team can get all of their players, all the drivers, up onto that platform the quickest, they win. And I think it kind of works on the same system of, okay, you know, you're the first one to land up there, you get X amount of points, and you're the last person, well, you still hope your team win, so you get these amount of points for your team winning, but you don't get as much as everybody else because you're the last person, you know, to get on there or whatever. So that's kind of cool. And then they have ones where you have this little spot where you have like a speed tracker, and you go back and you'll see people going back and forth trying to get faster and faster. And I think that's kind of one-on-one. I think they have one-on-one where you're just, you know, every man for himself, and then I think they also have one where you're playing as a team. Whichever team has the highest overall speed wins. And then you have, like, you can control what cars people are driving. Because I think all the cars are actually unlocked when you're playing online. And I think they all have Nitros. That's what I saw, because when I jumped in, I had Nitros. But what's kind of sucks, though, is that the cars that you get in the... I think those are the ones... And I guess if somebody chooses one, you don't have it. It makes it to where you have it just long enough to be able to use it. Yeah, that's how it works. It makes it to where you have it just for that challenge. And then whenever you switch cars, you don't get it back unless they switch back over to that and say, okay, you can only play with this. Like, you can only play with a GT. But it kind of sucks because you spend all this time upgrading the 41 cars that you have. And I think that's just the cars that you find. I think there's a little bit more, I think the ones that you get from beating the most wanted members, the 10 most wanted members, I think those are added 10 cars that you don't get anywhere else. So if you beat them, then you get to keep them. But you spend all this time, upgrading the cars, and then you don't get to use them online. That's kind of a letdown. That kind of sucks. Obviously it's like, oh, well, it wouldn't be fair, but it's like, that's kind of point. Whoever has the better car wins. But they want to go the whole route of, okay, well, we're going to, you can either have, whoever's hosting it can either have it to where you can drive whatever, or they can have it to where everybody drives the exact same car with the exact same modifications, so that it's an even game, and it's not about the car, it's about the racers. So that, it's kind of cool, how they have that kind of split. But it kind of sucks that you can't just bring your own car that you built up in the game. Like I said, there's not much you can do to them, but still, it'd be kind of nice if you could. But something about the I guess you would call boss fights in the game, boss races, is it's kind of cool because the simple fact being that in the previous game you had, the credits or whatever, and you got like 2 credits and you had, I think, 6 different things to choose from, and you didn't know what was hiding behind them. And so I would literally, if I didn't get the person's pink slip, I would literally quit all the game, back out of the game, and go back in just so that I could get their pink, even if I had to race, because you'd have to race against them again, and I'd go back in there and race them again, beat them again, no matter how long it took, until I got their pink slip. But it's kind of nice in this one because you have a pretty good fighting chance, because if you beat them in the race, then all you have to do is chase them down, catch them up. Which, surely, if you beat them in the race, you can chase them down and take them out. But you chase them down, take them out, you take their spot, and you take their car. So I really think that's a cool system they've implemented in, because then you don't have to worry about spending hours and hours trying to get this guy's car. Because in the original, you had money, but if you were upgrading one car or buying multiple cars, you didn't have much money going around. So if you got a blacklist member's car, then usually they were worth quite a bit. So if it was a car you were like, I don't want this, you could easily turn around and sell it, and there you go. But in this game, you don't need that because you don't have a currency system with money, really. I mean, the speed points kind of uses money, but that was kind of cool. They kind of have a cool little intros for each of the most wanted, and it doesn't even show anything about the character. It just shows the car, it just introduces the car, and that's it. And that's something I don't like, because I like that they at least had some type of little background on the characters. They had the intro. Okay, now you're going against blacklist number, 14 or 12 or whatever. And they give a little tiny video about the character. You don't have that anymore. Because actually, the thing is, like I said before, you had milestones, you had bounty, you had races you had to beat to be able to get up to the next blacklist member. And the only way you could get to the next one after that is by being in the one you're at right now. This game, you don't have to do that. You can continue racing, you know, continuously keep on racing, because actually the way the game works is I think there's 5 races per car. Each of the 41 cars has their own designated races that you go through to get the upgraded part, the modifications for them. And so, that's kind of how the game operates. So that means there's a lot of races, you know, that's over 200 and some, you know, that's over 200 races that you have in the game. That's not including the 10 that you have against the most wanted members. There's a lot of races. Each one of them is different. They each have their own set from easy to hard. But, you know, it takes a while to build up the points. But you don't even have to actually race. Like, I haven't raced very many races. And I'm already up to, like, blacklist number 7, I believe. Like, because all you have to do is earn the speed points, and it starts on as you earn speed points, it unlocks the next member. So you don't even have to race against them in sequence. Not at all. Like, you can just, if you just keep on getting chased by the cops and you keep on getting massive amount of points from the cops or from busting through billboards or beating, you know, speed limits or beating friends. Speed limits or whatever, or doing better with this time or lasting longer on this, then you really can build up speed points real quickly. It doesn't take very long to start building them up, and you can just go throughout the whole thing without doing very many races to get to the number one black light. Seriously, I could sit there, go through there, say, you know, build up enough speed points to get to blacklist number one. Most wanted, number one, and just go ahead and race against him and forget the rest of them. Now, obviously, it's going to be a challenge. I mean, obviously, it's going to be a challenge to race against those. I've seen that. It is. So, I mean, you do kind of want to race against the other ones. But once you get a handle of the city, it's not too much necessary, in my opinion, to actually race against the other racers. Leading up to each of the most wanted members. If you just like getting chased by the cops and you're good enough, which one thing is crazy, they brought the heat levels back, you know, which that's something else that's connected to the original. I forgot about that one. Which is nice, you know, you have the cooldown, but it just builds up so quickly. There's no thing of, oh, well, you know, as you progress in the game, you unlock or to where you can get a higher heat level. It's the same with the cars. You don't have to save up money. So the way you get the cars is just by finding them. And I like that at some points because it's like, oh, great, this is awesome. I don't have to worry about saving up to get this awesome car. I can just go out and find it. But at the same time, it kind of sucks because there's no incentive to keep on going back and, you know, okay, I upgraded this GT. There's not much of an incentive to go back and upgrade the other 40-something cars. You know, there's not much of an incentive to mod them up since you can't use them online. Sure, you'll be like, okay, let me compare these cars and figure out which one's the best. And then that's all you have to do is find all the cars real quickly, you know. I don't even know if there's going to be a strategy guide for the game. That's just something else that was weird. I went up to Best Buy, looked on Amazon, there was no strategy guide. I didn't understand. I was like, you have stuff you're looking for, you know, you have something else. Okay, so there is a few more things that they brought back. They had, in the original, they had chain link fences and stuff for you to run through. And that's where, like, secret areas were at. I don't think they actually counted those, you know, like, had a counter on those. I don't think they did. I may be correct. Please let me know if I am incorrect on that. But I don't think they did. I don't remember. they had those where you have a certain amount of those, and then they have a certain amount of billboards that you run through. And so, you know, that's something that they have, you know, as a collector's. But it just, you know, and that's also another way that you can earn points. But it just felt kind of weird with the cars, because you're like, okay, this one's faster than this one, this one's... But you can just go through there, find the best car, you know. But I mean, that would be something that would be a good use for the strategy guide, because you could find all the billboards. That's what I was talking about. You can find all the billboards, you know, you could find all the gates. You could find all the cars real quickly. I guess they don't want to make it too easy on you, because it already is kind of easy enough as it is. I mean, you don't even have to make any record with those billboards. You just smash through them. I mean, yeah, if you want to compete against your friends, okay, go ahead and try to get the biggest jump you can. But, you know, it would be kind of nice to have a strategy guide to find all the cars. But, like I said, it would make it a little bit too easy. But, you know, there's 41 cars, but there's 130-something vantage points where you can enter in that car at. So, most cars, I think there's three different locations for each car that you can get it at, you know, three different parts of the city where you can start it up at. So it's kind of neat. I was thinking at first there was like 130 something cars, and I was like, that's awesome. And then I read into it, I was like, oh, there's only 41, but there's 130 something different points that you can access those cars from. And it's kind of cool, because you can either decide if you want to make it a waypoint and just drive to that car, or you can just hit the directional pad to go over to that car, you know, just start. By the way, this review is going to be kind of lengthy, because there's so much positive, so much negative on this. Sorry for the long review. I usually don't do them this long. But that's kind of cool, because then you don't have to worry about, oh, you know, I got to drive all the way over this car. You know, you can just kind of just hit, okay, I want to just get in the ride, and it'll just pop you up there. But whenever you find the cars, it's kind of cool, because you just drive up beside them. It unlocks it. You can go to the menu, or you can just, if you're right beside it and you're like, hey, I want to try out this car, this new car I found, you can just hit drive, the triangle button for drive, and it'll go ahead and let you start driving it. So that's kind of cool. But it just, you know, all the different jumps and stuff is kind of neat. So there's a lot of neat stuff in this game, and there's a lot of negative stuff about this game. It just doesn't, aside from the cops and the heat level, and you know, the heat level and the most wanted list, it doesn't feel much like a most wanted game. It doesn't feel like anything. It doesn't feel much like the original. I mean, granted, you know, it is open world. Excuse me. Ooh, sorry about that. You know, it just, I mean, something else that's different is, in the original, you know, you had to get to such and such amount of, you know, certain blacklist number to unlock the next area. And so you had quite a few, like two or three areas in the original that were locked off. This one, no, it's completely open already from start to finish. It's already opened up for you just to explore. I, at the beginning when I first played it, I thought, man, this is a huge game, you know, it's a huge map. But as I got to playing it, it felt like, no, it's not really that terribly big. It feels a little bit smaller, actually. I don't know, maybe it's just me. I don't know, I would like to hear their input on what the size of the map is compared to the original. Because there was a lot of times where it's like, man, I see this location very regularly, you know. I see this spot a lot, you know. And I just got that sense of nostalgia, like, man, obviously I have seen that location before, but it's like, it's a little too repetitive. Maybe they are the same size, I don't know. I mean, I did know the original game's map like the back of my hand. I knew every single crook and cranny in that game pretty much. You know, I was fun. I'm not trying to brag, but I was really good at the original. I mean, I had one time in the original where I sat there and went maybe, I think it was like 2 hours actually getting chased by the cops. And I don't feel like you can do that in this game. There's something else I'm missing is the charm of getting chased by the cops. It doesn't feel very dramatic. It doesn't feel very serious because in the original, you actually had like obstacles like water towers and radio towers and ships and donut shops and repair shops and stuff. And you could run through those little pillars or whatever and it would crush the cops. And you got that serious feeling like, oh my gosh, I actually took that apart. I mean, granted, you can, you know, ram off the side of the road or whatever, but for the most part, you don't see that. I mean, you kind of do if you turn your camera, but, you know, who has time to do that when you're going 150 miles per hour in a game? But so it just lost its charm with the cops somewhat for me. But one of the cool parts is that you can, like I did say, there's not much you can do to your car, but you can change out your modifications while you're playing it. So if you have the reinflate tire mod, which you see in the trailers, if you go over a spike strip, all 4 of your tires are flat, you can still drive on your rims, which is cool. I like that. That's cool. But if you don't want to, and you got a lot of cops on you, you can actually change over to the modification reinflatable tires, and they'll come back up, which is cool. That's really cool because that was one of the difficult challenges of the first one. But at the same time, it's kind of like, yeah, it's kind of a write-off, you know? It's like, oh, well, I don't have to worry about these spike strips. I can just, you know, make my tires come back, or I can just go through this repair shop right through it, and it will repair my car completely. So it just seems like an easy way out, but it's at the same time kind of cool. Like I said, I have very mixed opinions for this game. I love some parts of it and I hate some parts of it, or not hate. I just get annoyed. But so that's kind of cool that you don't have to worry about going to loading screens and stuff to change out parts on your car. I definitely like that. It's definitely a plus. It's kind of hard to do all that stuff while you're driving because then it makes your map disappear. And if you're racing, you don't want to do that. If you're just racing against the cops, that's still kind of not a good idea. I mean, if you know the city well enough, if you familiarize yourself with it enough, then I would say go ahead. But if you don't know the map very well, I would not suggest it because you will wreck. But there's one last thing I'm going to say that's negative about the game. I don't want to be a negative person, but it just has so much that I don't like. But whenever you get the cops on you, or you take out somebody, or just anything happens, there's this bar in the middle of the screen that pops up and tells you what it is going on. I don't like that bar at all. I hate it. That is one part of the game that I just hate with a burning passion. It's not like taking up the whole screen, but it's big enough to where it's in the way of seeing what's in front of you. It would be like you driving down the road in real life, driving down the road, the sun's like right there in your view, and you're like, okay, I can put my sun visor down, but if I put it down low enough where I can't see the sun, then I can't see the stoplight. You know, it's kind of like that. It's like, you're in my way. I can't see the cars in front of me. I can't see that I'm about to run into this, you know, medium. I can't see that I'm about to run into this car. And I've only been busted one time in the game. And it was because I took out a cop car and I had like 7 of them on me at once. I took out one of them. And it popped out, hey, you had a slam takedown. And that popped up right there. And I came around this corner, didn't see the cops were there. And boom, I crashed. When I respawned, I was right there. I was surrounded. And I got busted. And I think it kind of lets you go on the first time you get busted, and then it's like, next time your car is going to have it. I don't even know how they work that, if they work it like, because originally you had like impounds where, you know, you got had so many X's and three strikes, you're out, your car gets impounded, you lose it. So I don't know how this game does it, because I haven't had that happen yet. That's something I don't know about. I haven't seen really anybody really talking about it very much. So that's definitely a negative for me, because I've had so many times when I've crashed because that thing pops up right there at the worst time. Like, anytime you pass the speed thing, or if you're going through a billboard or something, or you make a certain jump. But there's something else really quick that's cool about the game, is the game looks fantastic. The cars look great. Like, the sun reflects off of it really well. The lighting in the game is really great. And there's this cool thing where if you're driving on the road, you have like little dust particles kind of like getting on the screen. And if you were acting as if you were a car behind the person you're driving, you know, the car, you know, behind the car you're driving in. And then whenever you switch to off-road, you start having dirt and stuff sling at the screen. Then when you get in the grass, it slings grass particles on the screen. Whenever you're listening to the music, and you go in a tunnel or underground area, it kind of lowers the volume because you're losing signal. And so all you can hear is the echo of your car roaring through the tunnel. So that's really awesome. I really like that aspect of the game. And the driving, which obviously is the biggest part of the game because it is a car game, the driving is fantastic. I love the handling. It is, they need to stick with that handling. In my opinion, every race game should pretty much work off of the handling system on this game, because it is phenomenal. I mean, yes, I do have times where I crash, but that's just going to happen. You have a lot of traffic, you have cars racing in, plus you have cop cars that join in on the races that you're racing against. So, and they try ramming you off the road. So, yeah, you're going to crash. That's inevitable. But it's just, the handling's so fantastic. That's one of the things I hear everybody just unanimously saying, yes, the handling on these cars is really great. It's just a fun game to drive around in, but it just kind of loses the lackluster, and you kind of lose the need to actually go out and race a little bit. You know, you just, I sunk over 100 hours in the original, combined with two different saves on the PS2 and one on the Xbox 360. So I played tons and tons and tons of hours on the original. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to spend that much on this one. It just depends on how long my friends play online with this one. So I'm going to go ahead and end this review at almost 40 minutes. I know, I'm sorry, this is a long review. Obviously, some people do them longer. This is longer than my usual. So I'm sorry for that. So my rating for this game would be an 8.5. Now, that's a little bit lower than most people. And obviously, you just heard all of my reasons. There was a lot of them. Yeah. 8.5. I've heard other people saying this is the racing game for non-racing game people, so take that in mind. That's what I was reading from Daniel Krupa from IGN, and he gave that game a 9, I believe. Just take that into mind and take that into account. Yeah, he gave it a 9. Thanks for listening, though.